J.C. Corcoran Podcast.
I'm sick of Obama's wife. Yeah. This isn't some Republican rant either. It's just kind of first ladies in general. You know, I don't know what it is. All throughout my life, with each presidency, like these first ladies, they've just gotten more and more like chatty. You know? More and more chiming in, like leaning into the frame, spitting out their ideas. It's just like, well, why are you talking? Right? You weren't elected. Shut up. Your husband's not running a lemonade stand here. He's running the country. You don't just chime in. Let me guess, is this considered sexist? It is? Why? Well, okay, you just nodded there, lady. Let me ask you this, all right? Let's say you had a leak in your house, okay? You call a plumber up, he shows up, and he goes, yeah, I think the leak's coming from the upstairs bathroom, we need to shut it up, blah, blah. Then all of a sudden his wife walks in, who isn't a plumber? And then goes, hey, you know, I'm actually thinking it's coming from your house. Hey, wouldn't you be like, with all due respect, shut the fuck up. I need a plumber in this moment. I'll extend an olive branch here. All right, at some point, there's going to be the first female president, right? Exactly. Which means at that moment, you're going to have the first male first lady, right? And when that happens, that dude needs to shut his trap. I don't want to hear a word out of him. I want to hear from the president. You, sir, go do some first lady stuff, all right? Go get yourself some gloves that go up to your elbows. Smile and nod during speeches. Go put your own flair redecorating the White House, right? Which leads you to Michelle Obama, right? Now she's sitting there holding up those hashtags. Remember that hashtag, bring back our girls? Remember that? It's like, it blew my mind. It's like, why are you showing me that? I'm a stand-up comedian. Like, what am I gonna do to get those girls back? Why don't you look across the dinner table? It's like, you see that guy? That is the leader of the free world. Tell him to pick up a phone, call some Navy SEALs and solve it. What am I gonna do? Show up with a sharpened mic stand? Michelle said to bring him back. Oh, it's unreal. I'll tell you what kills me. Hillary Clinton might run. She might run. That blows my mind. I mean, she became a senator. She went from being the president's wife to being a senator. Just like that. Lateral move. That's like Tom Brady's wife becoming the next quarterback of the Rams. It's like, what? You hanging out? You just pick it up. I sucked at sports, and then I banged Tom Brady, and I don't know what happened. I just picked up a ball. I started lacing it. I'm leading receivers. It was incredible. I knew it was going to be like this.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
Wednesday, June 29th, 2022, 135 days remaining in our American democratic system of government as we have known it, if we make it that long. Hi, I'm JC. This is JCOnTheLine.com. All right, I'll get to the most obvious topic of discussion in a little while here. We're going to start with how dumb people are. You know, the guy who really invented the whole man on the street thing was Steve Allen on the original Tonight Show, and it was in Southern California, and they would just put a camera outside, and they'd have a speaker, and people would sort of wander up, and Steve Allen would sort of mess with them and try to get them to do something funny. It was very, very good. It was very innocent and just plain fun. Now you fast forward 50 years, and you got Jay Leno out there doing, what do you call it, jaywalking. Jaywalking. And again, people who are just sort of roaming around on the street on a Saturday night are at a distinct disadvantage when it comes to television because, first of all, they're probably ripped. All right, so that's number one. Number two, you have comedy writers who are giving questions to Jay Leno that are specifically designed to make people a little awkward and whatever, and people aren't used to being on camera. They're much. It's interesting. People are much more adept at being on camera these days because of all of the cell phones we've had for the last 20 years, you know, doing stuff with video. And consequently, where people used to look really awkward whenever they were on camera, now people look like they work in a television newsroom or something. You know, you're just watching the local news, and you get a soundbite from somebody who lives next door to the guy whose house caught on fire, and people just don't look as silly and awkward as they used to, and it's all because of cell phones. And and maybe I said 20, maybe it's a good time to point out that the first iPhone went on sale on this date 15 years ago today, 2007. It only had 4 gigs of storage, a 3.5-inch screen, cost $500. But again, our world, our lives changed 15 years ago, and we'll talk more about that later, I'm sure. Anyhow, so now you're 22 years old. You're out with your friends on a Saturday night. You've had about a gallon of wine, and there's Jay Leno. And it's like, let's go see Jay. And then Jay Leno starts asking you questions like who your state senator is. You're at a distinct disadvantage. And people give, really, really bizarre answers. And it makes them look stupid. And Jay Leno laughs. But it's all in fun. Well, since all that, more people have done, especially Jimmy Kimmel, but even just stuff on the internet. Like there's a couple of YouTubers that do stuff like that. And they just go to the beach on a Sunday afternoon. And the people aren't loaded. And they're just being asked questions that you would think everybody would know the answer to. When was the War of 1812? Who's buried in Grant's tomb? If a chicken and a half lays an egg and a half in a day and a half, how much does a pound of butter weigh? And people still can't answer them. And the Kimmel stuff is even worse. Because the Kimmel stuff is amazing. The guy who does that stuff, the comedy writer who works for Kimmel out on the streets doing that bit, really knows how to set those people up. And then when they start lying, he knows how to sort of stick them so the lies just start piling on to the point of absolute absurdity. And people will make up an entire backstory about how they ended up at a concert that never happened. But they'll give you intimate details about, who they went with and how they ended up getting the tickets and how good was the show. The only problem is totally made up by a comedy writer. So somebody did a poll of the 4th of July and found 1 in 8 Americans doesn't even know the name of the first president of this country. 20% don't know that 18 is when you can vote, and 4% think Ben Franklin invented airplanes. What did the Declaration of Independence do? 78% knew we declared our independence from Great Britain, but 9% thought it freed the slaves. 6% thought it gave women the right to vote. What are 2 rights of everyone living in the United States? 4% said the freedom to disobey traffic laws. And now we move on to 4th of July injuries. Obviously, fireworks injuries, they're up 32% since 2012, partly because parents don't keep a close enough eye on their kids. The most at-risk group, teens, 15 to 19, last year, 1 in 8 injuries caused by fireworks were in that age group. Grilling injuries are up 18% in the last decade. Little kids most likely get burned. Again, we have parents not watching the grill and not watching the kids and, not watching the pool, and you end up with little kids drowning and stuff. And then we have, in the third place spot, heat-related deaths up 56% in the last 3 years alone. People at the highest risk for heat stroke are babies, young kids, and seniors over the age of 85. I never would have guessed that heat-related deaths were in third place. Then again, it's getting to the point where I'm not believing half of what I read every morning. Walking through the house yesterday, doing this. You know why? Because my 12-year-old daughter absolutely loves Christmas. And I told her the other day, it was last Saturday, I said, honey, you know what? You know what 6 months from today is? She goes, what? I go, Christmas Day. And she loves Christmas so much that she pulled out all of her Christmas music and has been blasting it through the house for like the last 3 days, which is fine. She's not hurting anybody. But like I said, you know, you're sitting in your car 2 hours later and you're... I didn't even want to be doing that. Power of music. There's hardly anybody across the Midwest region, except maybe some rich people who have irrigation systems. And if you know somebody who has one, you know, you drive by in the morning and that thing's going off and you're like, wow, that person must be rich because they're expensive. And but you sit there and you're like, wow, wouldn't that be great to get one of those? I'm going to save up because think of all the advantages to having an irrigation system. You know, you don't have to worry about when you're going to water, and it just, it's on a timer. It does all the work. You don't have to drag a hose around, sprinklers. You know, you buy them at the hardware store and they break. You bought one last year, you go to the garage in the spring to go get it, and somehow it's broken. It's made of really flimsy, brittle plastic, and they just break all the time. Luckily, they're only about, you know, $8 or $9. But you think to yourself, think of all the time I'd save just having this automatic irrigation system at my house. Wouldn't that be great? Well, I've got an irrigation system, and this is the first one I've ever had. And let me just tell you something. Everything, the whole thing is a lie. Those things are broken all the time. I just wrote another $130 check yesterday for the irrigation system. This thing has been broken more than it's been operational. And the entire industry, by the way, is a little bit of a racket because I finally found an honest guy. Because I think what these guys do is they come out. I heard this about exterminators, too. You know, they'll figure out a way to get the little furry beasts that chew up your lawn. I've had those little prick moles a couple of times. You got to set a trap for them. What these guys do, I was told, is they catch them. They show them to you in the trap. You write a check for $500. Then you go back and you try to repair your lawn, which is going to be another, you know, it's going to be hundreds of dollars after these little assholes chew up your lawn. And around the corner, the guy opens the trap and lets the damn thing out of the cage. Job security. And I think some of these irrigation worker guys do that too. It's like, oh, this will hold for about 2 months. You'll have to call me again and write another $130 check. And I always figured if you were going to have trouble with an irrigation system, it was going to be with the PVC that's buried underground. Like maybe somehow something goes wrong there or a beaver chews through it or something, you know, because they're so overrun by beavers, JC. But you know what I mean? Well, no, it's the nozzles, because they pop out or they're supposed to pop out, and those things break all the time. So you know what? In the evening after dinner, you go out with the hose and you set up the sprinkler, or maybe you do it by hand. And it's an opportunity to have a moment to yourself and just collect your thoughts while you're watering the grass. You're better off. These irrigation systems are not necessarily what you would think they'd be. A Norwegian cruise ship hit an iceberg in Alaska. Celine Dion was immediately summoned. I worked with a guy in Buffalo who did a shitty radio show, but he got a lot of attention from the suckers in the media because he was always trying to like break Guinness World Records. And he did one of those things where I think it was at the time it was called Rich Stadium, where the Buffalo Bills played. And what he did is he just went around the entire stadium over the course of a couple of days and sat in every seat. It was like 80,000 seats. And he just kept going from one to the next to the next to the next to the next and kept doing that and got TV coverage out of that. There was a guy who started in St. Louis who did the same thing back in the early 90s. The name Alex Luke sound familiar? I think that was the guy who did it. But people have always wanted to do this for some reason, just, you know, have their name go down in, well, it's not the history books, but it's the Guinness World Record books. Guy in Idaho broke the Guinness record by walking 3.4 miles while balancing a guitar on his chin. Who knew that that was a category? According to a new Gallup poll study, the world is unhappier and more stressed out than ever before, and Afghanistan leads the world in negative experiences. The, talk about rackets, the bridal industry, spend all of this money, and we're not talking about $1,000. If you know anybody who's gotten married recently and you don't think the bridal industry is a racket, I want to talk to you. And the wedding dresses are the worst. Yeah, they're beautiful. They're gorgeous, but you wear them one fucking time. And is this really an intelligent investment? Well, the trend of brides wearing their mother's wedding dress popular again. And it doesn't have to be as is. It can be restyled to the bride's taste. Maybe you save some money doing that. I guess there's been a demand for this, and I was unaware of it all along here. A Swedish food company has created a new vegan burger that claims to taste like human flesh. It's made from soy, mushrooms, and wheat protein, as well as plant-based fats, and this is in quotes, a mysterious spice mix, end quote. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Tastes just like Uncle Phil. A man robbed another guy at gunpoint in Florida last week because he wouldn't buy him a Wendy's basket of chicken nuggets. The robber got away with the guy's car, but he was caught and arrested the next morning. I'm posting something on Facebook later on today. It's a picture of something that happened to me yesterday. So I go to the P.F. Chang's at the mall, and I put in the order and then say, and bring me a glass of wine. I'll just sit here at the bar while the food is being prepared. I did that because when I tried to call to place my order, the phone line was dead. And I thought, geez, I wonder if I'm going to get all the way over there and the place is going to be closed. But no, I walk right up, place is open, doing business. And I walk in and I place the order and then give me a glass of Merlot. And I'll sit here and throw some pot stickers in, and at least I have something to eat. It's going to take 20 minutes or so for the food to get ready. Have a little conversation with some people at the bar. Everybody goes away happy. And I say to the woman behind the bar, by the way, I'm doing it this way, because your phone lines are dead. She goes, oh, that's right. Yeah, because a storm went through and lightning took out the power in the entire mall for 20 minutes. And I guess when that happens, all of the computers, including the phone systems, which are all computerized now, all of the computer ways of billing you, the little narrow white little receipt thing that you have to sign, all those are run by computers, and all the computers, all the phones, everything's blown out. In fact, as I'm sitting at the bar, I notice, you know what? The air conditioning appears to be running at about half power. It's hot in here. So, yeah, I think the air conditioning system is running off a generator. I'm like, geez. All right, so I'm sitting there, and they bring the food, and they bring me the bill. But it's not that little narrow receipt paper that you always get. Because why? Because the lightning knocked out all the computers. And honest to God, she brings out one of those things that, God, I hadn't seen one in so long. It's like a rectangular piece of paper. It's like the size of a bumper sticker. You remember these things? And they would have to put them in that little tray and then slide the tray. There's like a little handle and you go, zoom, zoom. And it actually left the impression of your credit card number into the carbon paper. And then you would sign that. Remember those things? And the kids working behind the bar are all in their 20s. I'm like, do you even remember having ever seen one of these before? And they're all like, All we know is that when we got trained, they said if it was a power failure, you have to go to this old system. And so that was what was happening last night. I said, geez, I should reach into my parachute pants for my flip phone. And even that wasn't an old enough reference. Now, if you go to Bed Bath & Beyond, and it seems a little warm in there, too, it's not because they're on a power generator. It's because they're deliberately turning the air conditioning down to save money. That's how bad things are at Bed Bath & Beyond. Corporate offices deny that any store has been instructed to cut back on utilities. But analysts who have conducted store visits say they witnessed a drastic reduction in employees, scaled back utilities, tighter store hours, canceled remodeling projects, and they think that store closings may be next. Reports of unapproved parties have gotten the attention of the Airbnb people. So if you're planning on hosting some giant open house type gathering, you better make other plans because they just permanently banned parties worldwide. They added a temporary party ban after the pandemic hit in 2020 because people were throwing parties and spreading COVID. But it turns out Airbnb hosts really like the policy, and so do their neighbors, because they've been getting a lot of noise complaints and people trash in the houses. Last year alone, 6,600 people were suspended by Airbnb for violating the party ban. You're talking about changing technology and the old credit card stuff. A new poll says 3% of us haven't written anything down in over a year. And another 8% said only a few times. So roughly 1 in 9 people use a pen or pencil less than once a month now. 37% said they still use them on a daily basis. Another 34% said a few times a week. 13% a few times a month. And only 1 in 5 people between the ages of 18 and 25 use a pen or a pencil every day, which is crazy because isn't that when you're in school? Now, when I go to restaurants, I'm all in favor of somebody saying, well, we took this idea with spaghetti and we put our own little signature on it, our own little twist. It's like, okay, is it creative and interesting or is it just weird? Because I don't want somebody to say, you know, we dipped every strand of spaghetti in a chocolate sauce first. That's, you know, keep that shit off my table. But if somebody says, you know, we took this, trout and nobody's ever done this to it before, and you're going, that actually sounds interesting. I'm going to have that. So that's fine. But there are people, I think they're really just trying to get attention. And apparently it works, too, because you start talking about people putting weird stuff on top of their ice cream cones. It turns out some of us have gotten very adventurous with it and just plain strange, like onions, chicken. This is on ice cream, avocado, garlic powder, coffee grounds, bacon bits, beets, green beans, squid ink, mayonnaise, and ketchup. And according to data from DoorDash, the most popular night for food delivery and takeout is Friday. Saturday is a close second, followed by Thursday and then Sunday. Not surprisingly, the most popular times for delivery and takeout, 11 in the morning until 1 p.m., and then again, 5 until 7 at night.
Nobody can do it like me. Nobody.
Nobody does it better.
Nobody can do it like me. Honestly.
Nobody's stronger than me.
Nobody has better toys than I do.
Nobody does it quite the way you do.
Nobody builds walls better than me.
Why'd you have to be so good?
There's nobody bigger or better at the military than I am.
The way that you hold me.
Nobody loves the Bible more than I do.
Whenever you hold me.
Nobody's better.
There's some kind of magic inside.
And nobody even understands it but me.
That keeps me from running.
Nobody's better.
But just keep it coming.
I know what it means.
How'd you learn to do the things you do?
Nobody's fighting for the veterans like I'm fighting for the veterans.
Nobody does it better.
There's nobody that's done so much for equality as I have.
Makes me feel safe for the rest.
There's nobody more conservative than me.
Nobody does it half as good as you.
Nobody would be tougher.
Baby, baby.
Nobody knows more about trade than me.
Darling, you're the best.
There is nobody that respects women more than I do.
Baby, you're the best.
Nobody's ever had crowds like Trump has had.
There's nobody that understands the horror of nuclear better than me.
Knows the game better than I do.
Nobody in the history of this country has ever known so much about infrastructure as Donald Trump.
I know the H-1B, I know the H-2B. Nobody knows it better than me.
Nobody knows politicians better than I do.
Nobody knows more about taxes than I do.
Nobody knows more about debt than I do.
Nobody knows the system better than me, which is why I alone can fix it.
So last night on CNN, Bob Woodward, one half of Woodward and Bernstein, said, "Today you have witnessed the obituary of Donald Trump." And that's interesting, too, because if you're a fan of Trump, you hear that nobody does a better thing, and you're like, yeah, 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 go! And if you're on the other side, you're like, yeah, you know everything. You know more than anybody about everything. Just remember this, Cassidy Hutchinson was under oath yesterday, and nobody at the Secret Service has stepped forward to deny or discredit her testimony. I know how many times Donald Trump has done something or something's been revealed about something that he did or an idea that he wanted to do, and you say to yourself, well, that's it. He can't recover from that. There's a lot of people who think during the campaign, his first campaign, that when he imitated, didn't imitate, he mocked the guy who had the physical disability, that it should have been over right there. But, here we are, like 6 years later, still scratching our heads going, what the hell just happened? I'm telling you this, somebody right now is sitting here writing the screenplay for this, and I've got this cast already. The chairman of the committee, the black guy whose name I can't remember right now, Morgan Freeman, put him in there. Then Lynn Cheney, Meryl Streep, so obviously Meryl Streep. Sometimes when I'm watching Cheney, I have to look twice to make sure it isn't Meryl Streep. And an actress that I have been a fan of for so long. God, she was in that Sean Penn movie about the survivalist. What was that called? Into the Wild, 2007 movie. And she played Sean Penn's sister in this movie, and she's been in a bunch of other movies. You've seen them all. Jenna Malone plays Cassidy Hutchinson. Got to watch out for these girls in their 20s working at the White House. That's all I can say. Monica Lewinsky and now Cassidy Hutchinson. What's amazing, and I just kept thinking this all day yesterday and then all night, and even still thinking about it now, about how this woman's life has now been permanently changed. All this Clarence Thomas stuff coming up now. Everybody remembers Anita Hill. The Gary Hart thing back in the early 80s shot down his campaign. Donna Rice, even that goofy who wants to marry a millionaire thing. Rick Rockwell, everybody remember Darva Conger? She actually was at nursing school at SIUE. And she used to go to the blues games all the time, and she was in nursing school. But I got myself a movie here with Jenna Malone, Meryl Streep, and Morgan Freeman. Let's start shooting. Yesterday, they show the video of Michael Flynn. And the question is, do you believe in a peaceful transition of power? To which Michael Flynn responded, I take the fifth. It's like, wait a minute. Do you believe in a peaceful transition of power? You're taking the fifth on that too? Mr. Flynn, do you believe that Labrador puppies, I'd say about 4 to 6 weeks old, are like one of the cutest things on earth? I take the fifth. Well, the late night television comedians are just having a field day. This is a gift from heaven when you get material like this to make fun of. Late night tonight, Elizabeth Olsen. I'm with Jimmy Fallon. Kimmel's got Paris Hilton. Well, actually, he doesn't. Chelsea Handler is filling in for him. Paris Hilton's on. Colbert, Representative Adam Kinzinger. He's been a busy guy lately. Mini Driver, I'm with James Corden. And Seth Meyers has Steve Carell and Machine Gun Kelly. Bill Hader and Anna Kendrick have reportedly broken up. You know what's fascinating about that? I didn't even know they were dating. And don't laugh at this. Don't laugh at this, because you know that if he does it, it's going to be real and it's going to take on a life of its own. So don't laugh when I tell you that Howard Stern says he wants to run for president so he can abolish the Electoral College and then pack the Supreme Court. And I still don't know how to pronounce this woman's first name, but it was Jeffrey Epstein's little whore who was running around setting up all these young girls for him. Ghislaine, or whatever her name is, accent on the jizz, 20 years in prison yesterday. She's gone away. We don't have to hear about her anymore. Sequel to Ghostbusters Afterlife, going to be in theaters December 2023. I sort of like this idea for some reason. Amazon developing a Who's the Boss sequel series with Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano. Def Leppard now has a makeup and candle collection. And Aerosmith has, and these are their words, quite a bit of archival material dating back to the 70s they hope to release sometime in the next few years. Birthdays today, Colin Hay from Men at Work. I come from the land down under. 69 today. Dan Dierdorf, worked with him at KTRS for about 2 months. Don't ask. 73. Fred Grandy, Gopher from The Love Boat, 74. Richard Lewis from Curb Your Enthusiasm, 75. Gary Busey from Outer Space, 78. As we mentioned, the first iPhone went on sale on this date in 2007, 15 years ago today. And in 2005, Ben Affleck married a very pregnant Jennifer Garner in the Caribbean. She gave birth to their daughter, Violet, 5 months later. And a new study says recreational weed smokers are 25% more likely to need emergency care and hospitalization. Well, usually it's just from them showing up in the ER trying to get their head out of the Pringles can. And with that, the J.C. Corcoran podcast is in the can for Wednesday, June 29, 2022, 135 days remaining in our American democratic system of government as we have known it. We are here every weekday morning. We're going to be on tomorrow and then going to take some time off and come back next Tuesday. So tomorrow is going to be the last podcast for a couple of days. Oh, and by the way, our new radio station, the guys were literally crawling up on the tower yesterday afternoon installing stuff. So we're not that far away. We are not that far away. We will let you know for sure. You're not going to miss anything. Don't worry. In the meantime, you can email me, JC at JCOnTheLine.com, Facebook, The Showgram with JC Corcoran. We archive all of our podcasts right here. And so go out and have yourself a great day today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Best holiday of all, 4th of July is on the doorstep. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The JC Corcoran Podcast.